Now, these same words ending in ION that we've been using so far, such as preparation or reservation, they can be even more useful than what we've used them for up to this point. So far, we've taken words like these, and by cutting off the ation and adding the ado from bravado, we've been able to turn them into the past tense. However, they're useful for other things than just this. For instance, if you cut off the same ation, but instead of adding the ado from bravado, you're going to add AR on the end. So, for preparation, cut off the ation, and in its place put an AR, simply pronounced R. So, with the ation cut off the preparation, and the AR now put on the end, what do you have left? What are you left with?
Preparar.
Preparar.
Which means to prepare. Let's try the same now with the English word visitation. Cut off the ation and in its place put an AR. What does that leave you with?
Visitar.
Visitar.
Which means to visit. The word for I would like in Spanish, I would like, is
quisiera.
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 How would you say I would like to visit?
Quisiera visitar.
Quisiera visitar.
And again, going back to preparation and cutting the ation off for preparation and putting an AR in its place, what was to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparar.
You can hear two R's at the end there, so it can be a little bit difficult to pronounce. Let's try that one more time. To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
I would like to prepare.
Quisiera preparar.
Quisiera preparar.
How would you say I would like to prepare the dinner?
Quisiera preparar la cena.
Quisiera preparar la cena.
Again, don't try and remember absolutely everything that I'm teaching you on the first go. Just relax and go with it. And if you forget some of the words, it's not a problem because I'll be reminding you of them throughout the course. So, again, how would you say I would like to prepare the dinner?
Quisiera preparar la cena.
Quisiera preparar la cena.
Let's now do the same with reservation. Again, let's cut the ation off reservation and add an AR in its place. And that will give you to reserve. So how would you say that in Spanish, to reserve?
Reservar.
Reservar.
I would like to reserve a table.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
As mentioned earlier, the word for I in Spanish is
yo.
Yo.
So, with emphasis, how would you say I would like to reserve a table?
Yo quisiera reservar una mesa.
Yo quisiera reservar una mesa.
Now, once more with no special emphasis on I, just a normal sentence, how would you say I would like to reserve a table for dinner, literally for the dinner?
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena.
The word for person in Spanish, person tends to be quite familiar to English speakers because we also have it in English with a different meaning. So the word for person in Spanish is
persona.
Persona.
Simply spelt like persona. One person in Spanish would be
una persona.
Una persona.
Two people or two persons in Spanish will be
dos personas.
Dos personas.
With an S simply added onto the end of persona, making it personas. With that in mind, how would you say, I would like to reserve a table for dinner, literally for the dinner, for two people, for two persons? So again, I would like to reserve a table for dinner for two people.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para la cena para dos personas.